Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 this is Sharia Fox, formerly known as Laura Fox from the former years of Visionary Culture Radio. I'm very inspired today to be relaunching Visionary Culture Radio with a dear friend standing by, Jen Healy. Jen and I see eye to eye on many topics of interest for an awakening humanity. And so we're excited to dig in today. And before we get started, I just wanted to mention a few fun things that are going on in the world of Sharia Fox. And one of those things is the New Earth Vision Portal. You can check it out on Facebook. If you just go to Facebook and search for New Earth Vision Portal, I've been in Colorado, and we've had three installations of this super fun, outrageously awesome New Earth blueprinting device. The portal is a collaborative space for co-creating visions in 12 facets of Earth life through the unified field. And if those sound like big words, don't worry, we'll get into more about what that means during the course of the talk, because Jen also is very much into the concept of reality creation and how we align through the unified field into new abilities to co-create heaven on earth. And that's a lot of what we're going to be talking about. We're also going to be digging into her concept of quantum play and quantum energetics and quantum lots of things. She'll tell us exactly what she means by that. I also wanted to let you all know that I am grateful to also be offering distant energy healing as well as life architecture coaching to help you clear out the old and bring in the new with alacrity and confidence and ease and fun. So feel free to contact me on Facebook for those types of things that we can do together. And now I'm here to welcome Jen Healy to the show. Jen is the founder of Aerial Yoga Play. It's a little different from regular aerial yoga. She'll be telling you a little bit more about that. And it's related, believe it or not, to quantum physics. And so, Jen, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you inviting me onto your show. Very happy to be here and happy to talk about Quantumplation, Aerial Yoga Play, and the Quantum Playground.
Awesome. So tell us, just for starters, just to get this conversation started here, what exactly is Aerial Yoga Play?
Okay, great. Well, there's a long story attached to that. You might want to start with Quantumplation in the Quantum Playground and then wrap around the Aerial Yoga Play, but I'll fill in the blanks. So Aerial Yoga Play was a program. I created it in the last 5 or 6 years as an offspring from the Quantum Playground. And Aerial Yoga Play incorporates a particular piece of equipment that is a yoga swing. And there are lots of yoga swings out there. This one is just particularly comfortable and stretchy and has a lot of versatility to move in multidimensional space. And these are different ways to open up the quantum field of the body through play practices. That's really what Aerial Yoga Play is. But it's also a therapeutics practice. So it's a broader-based system that allows anybody to use the yoga swing to go deeper into the body and open up the spine. Its tag is open, align, and release. So a lot of ways that you and I connect, Laura, is about resonance and alignment, and the swing can be used for that purpose.
So kind of as above, so below, as you find your alignment with your physical body, you can find it with your mental and emotional body as well.
Well, that's it. Everything's about alignment. Everything is energy, and it's all about alignment. So how can we find more alignment in the body to symbolically represent our alignment in the world with our value system and our purpose and our passion and our power.
Absolutely. And so this modality, you know, for me, it's hard to imagine something more fun, to tell you the truth. Utilizing a yoga swing to move your body and really get into these deep stretches, it has a very therapeutic aspect to it, doesn't it?
That's the whole idea. You know, my background is actually in physics and engineering. And so a lot of people ask me, how on earth did I go from quantum physics to, like, teaching yoga in a swing? And there's a long journey. So we can get into that. But the whole idea for me is, like, how can we learn concepts, like complex concepts like physics, through play practices that make it more fun and more inviting and more accessible for us to do, and also at the same time help us access our optimal radiant health? So that's why I consider this a regenerative therapeutics program. It really allows mm-hmm. us to go deeper into the body than we could in even a regular yoga practice. It's incredibly supportive for the spine, so it accesses mm-hmm. back bends and inversions in ways that we wouldn't be able to do otherwise. And when we open right. up the spine and create more space in the vertebrae, particularly tractioning the spine out of the pelvis to create more space, then there's instant relief for a lot of injuries and compression. Also, the spine obviously controls the nervous system and overlays the chakra system, which activates the endocrine system. So there are so many ways to use it therapeutically that I personally, in my own healing practice, immediately bring people into the swing for the first, say, good half hour to an hour before I even start any of the other healing modalities, to kind of preheat the body, you know, to warm it mm-hmm. up and make it more accessible for the deeper healing to happen.
Perfect. Well, I don't know if you know this about me, Jen, but I am also a practitioner of traditional Thai yoga massage. And mm-hmm. when in Thai yoga massage, we say, we do yoga to you. You know, that's the we're actually using mm-hmm. palm presses and acupressure, as well as joint mobilization and yogic stretches to help, you know, somebody relax into that feeling of that stretch without having to muscle it themselves. And so what I'm feeling is getting into that swing is even advanced from there, because instead of just having a person holding you into these poses, you're actually literally able to completely give your whole weight to it and free fall into these deeper stretches that you're talking about.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So in my practice with the swing, I say that yoga and gravity become your best friends. So we're using mm-hmm. gravity to open up the body in yoga poses that would normally create tension or compression in the body, even in the yoga poses. But using gravity to do all the work for you is the most intelligent way to open up.
Mm-hmm.
And my background is also in learning Thai massage, ancient Buddhist temple healing, and I studied in Thailand, and it really informs and inspires a lot of why I created the yoga swing.
Mm-hmm.
I call it yoga massage when you're actually massaging them in the swing, as well as teaching them how to use it on their own.
I'm going to have to take this training. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. Well, see, what happens is after doing Thai massage on people for about 15 years, I started to have a lot of lower back and knee pain. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a very physical practice for the practitioner to do the Thai massage, the Thai yoga massage on people, and always holding their weight. You know, I think it's still brilliant, but after a while, I'm like, well, a lot of this could be done for me as a practitioner with them suspended in the swing. And then I'm assisting and guiding them to go deeper. It's absolutely brilliant. You would love it.
Genius.
Sure.
Genius. Now I have a whole other crew of people that I need to share this with now, because you're having some trainings coming up in Marin County and Hawaii, which are really exciting for people who are already practitioners that want to add this in as a modality.
Exactly. Yeah, so I target a large audience. And so, like I said, this is, if we were looking at it as a pyramid, this is the broadest base of the pyramid. I do a lot of different advanced body therapies. But this is really for everyone, and it's really unique that way. So I can work with somebody who's 80 years old or who's 5 years old. Trust me, kids love it. It's a no-brainer. Although I did create these play practices for adults, because it's very important as adults that we remember how to awaken our courageous inner child and play.
Mm-hmm.
It's that important. Like, the next wave of consciousness is dependent upon our ability to embody these consciousness codes through play.
Absolutely,
so to get
yes,
back to
the brilliance of that.
Yeah, so to get back to the training, so I really do invite practitioners, whether that be massage therapy or chiropractic, physical therapy, acupuncture. Practitioners love this as an addition to their practice. It's also a wonderful complement to Pilates, TRX, gyrotonics, obviously yoga, yoga teachers. It has such an amazing complement to a lot of the other modalities where it's not like an instead of thing. It's like this is the next level, especially because we take it's like this upliftment for the body, literally and figuratively. We're able to access dimensional movements in the body. And when we get into talking about the physics, then we can understand how this opens up the toroidal force field in the microcosmic orbit. And it's really turning on the endocrine system, the energy manager of the body, and spinning the chakras in a way that is aligning with our higher consciousness. All
I love
through play.
It. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It makes total sense. So for anybody who didn't understand what she just said, the toroidal field is something that I came across when I was sitting on top of Mount Shasta one day. And I was meditating on Mount Shasta, and all of a sudden, I just felt this energy move through me in a spiral dynamic down to the center of the earth, and then it was like, bam, this crystal grid activation. Those are the words I heard, and I started seeing this donut thing spinning in the middle of the earth, and I'm like, what the heck is a donut thing? And and so I had to call my friend Mikhail King. Hey, Mikhail, if you're listening out there. And he said, it's a Taurus, hon. That's what that is. And so then I started looking at pictures of Tauruses, and I started understanding that everything in nature is based on this toroidal spin that Jen is talking about here. Everything from an apple to a person to a galaxy to the universe itself is based on this structure. And so in the work of Nassim Harriman and other quantum physicists and even visionaries, as Jen will say, this is definitely the intersection of science and spirituality here, and art and play. You know, this spiral motion, this double helix, this double spiral motion creating a donut-shaped force field is how energy moves in a system, whether it's a atom or an apple. And
right.
So as we do these play, because as we play, like Jen is saying, in these swings with this yoga play, this aerial yoga play, we're going to allow that energy to flow. And wouldn't you agree that all healing is really the basis of all healing is getting the energy to move? Because whatever it is, whether it's a physical obstruction or a wound or anything like that, the energy moving will help speed the recovery of that.
Well, yeah, all energy is in motion. So when we, like, emotion, right, even the word emotion is energy in motion. So when we start to open up the stuckness and allow the energy to move, it has a higher intelligence that pulls through it. And I call that life force energy or source energy. And that pulsation of life force energy is the vibration of the cells. The cells are all vibrating in a dance in our bodies. It's the stuckness, or like the roadblocks, if you will, if you want to use that analogy, that inhibits its natural flow. And then we call that pain, or, you know, that resistance is called pain, and then can accumulate into an injury. And the injury is just the inherent stuckness of the energy not being able to flow in its normal pathways.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's why sometimes with Thai massage or other healing modalities, or, you know, manipulating a certain point on the body, something that feels like a injury that's going to take a week to be fixed can actually be fixed really, really quickly in the right circumstances. I've had that happen before, where you just find the right trigger point and all of a sudden you've got mobility in your ankle again or whatever it is.
Yeah, and I just call that freeing up the energy. And just even the term, like freedom, right? We're all seeking freedom-seeking beings, and freeing up the energy will allow it to move and quickly restore itself to optimal health.
Yes, and some might even say that we are that energy, and that energy is source energy, and that is the energy that informs everyone and everything. And so as we are that energy flowing through this particular vessel, a soul having experience in a human body, you know, we're really just becoming full of ourselves by allowing more of that energy in. And, hey, if we've got to be full of something, it might as well be us. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yeah, it's really fun to do this little talk and interview with you because we have so much synchronicity in our in the way we think that I'm like, exactly, exactly. I'm just going to ditto. And I wanted to just talk a little bit about exactly why I created the Quantum Playground and why I created the Aerial Yoga Play. And the term the Quantum Playground is a really cool name, but what is the Quantum Playground? And
yes,
why did I bring this revolutionary way of embodied play and conscious movement into the healing arenas, but also into the physical arenas, the movement therapies? And so the idea of incorporating sacred geometry, as well as the science and the spirituality and the physical practices all together, is what I call the quantum playground. And a lot of these movements we can mimic in space, because it's one thing to talk about it, right? It's not enough to know in this particular time-space reality, we are being called to be it. So the difference between talking about it and being it is doing it. So moving in multidimensional space, mimicking sacred geometry and the intelligence of the universe by following nature, natural law, and universal principles is why the quantum playground is so sacred, pun intended, and is so powerful, as well as fun. You know, people don't even need to know that their quantum field is being activated. They can just hang upside down and move in space and get fit and have fun and look good and feel good, and then that's the key.
Totally makes sense. Yeah, and then if you become curious as to the more behind it, then there's a very deep rabbit hole to go down with all the details about the physics and whatnot.
Yeah, and I just call that activating the human body field, and there's a lot of information on my website that people can learn about the Merkaba and the, you know, microcosmic orbit and, like, the, you know, dormant strands of DNA and all this really cool stuff, the soul matrix. And if somebody is interested, I do have a sacred geometrics program, which is the most advanced modality that they can dive into. But the first level is the aerodynamics. This is like the nuts and bolts of the practice. So the play practice has physical postures that you learn, and with that, some basics with physics. So with the physics, like physical and physics, right? There's no coincidence that they go hand in hand. So we want to learn about momentum. We want to learn about pivot points. We want to learn about how to leverage our power and our energy. And that translates into all areas of our life. It translates into how we move professionally in the world. It translates to how we hold the power in our solar plexus and in our personal relationship to self, our self-esteem. And it also informs who we are, how we're showing up in the world, and how we can embody our purpose.
Wow, yeah, that's really cool. You've got my mind in drifting off into all kinds of possibilities here with these visions that you're eliciting here. I love it. And so you have some trainings coming up in the Bay Area very soon that people can get involved in. And I imagine some people might be inspired to fly out, and you know, maybe it's easier for people who are already in that area. But can you tell a little of the details about what's coming up in December and February that people can tap into and sort of start taking this ride with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that invitation. So I do a monthly teacher training in different cities, in different areas. And so I'm open to visiting any particular location. If people are inspired by this practice and would like to have their own teacher training, they can get in touch with me. The next one coming up is in December, which is now, December 11th, 12th, and 13th. My main base, my home base is Marin, so this is going to be held in Sausalito at a new studio called Harmonia Wellness, and Harmonia is amazing and just an incredible space. So they'll be implementing more classes and workshops after the new year. Super excited to have them on board. I do have an introductory workshop in Marin in San Rafael on December 6th, if anybody wants to get a little taste of this and come by for a sample. It is a two-hour workshop, and it's at a studio called Embrace Yoga. And I often teach the teachers. So I do introductory workshops so people can become familiar with the practice, and then I offer certification programs. There's three different levels, basic, intermediate, and advanced. So there's all different options to meet different needs of the individual. But I really like to empower the teachers to teach the classes. So regular classes, weekly classes, you can find online with different teachers. And that's really the way the program is designed. I'm going to be offering more of the master level workshops in the future and do the teacher trainings and then allow the teachers who are the new teachers who have trained and become certified, let them run with the class schedules and take off from there. The yoga swings are available for sale. The yoga swing is something you can take home and you can practice at home. I have over 500 videos on YouTube, so there is an opportunity to follow online and do your own home practice, which is really great. And starting next year, there's going to be an opportunity to do online training for certification. So there's so much more to come with the therapeutics practice. The new practice is going to be called, the new program will be called AYRX, A-Y-R-X. Aerial Yoga RX is the next wave of regenerative therapeutics. And that's really exciting that there's several layers and levels in which you can train. And then for those that are interested in going on retreat with me, I'm super excited to offer a retreat / training in Hawaii in February 4th to the 10th on Maui at the Maui Wellness Center. We will have a week-long training, which is super special that we get to drop in and be in the beautiful environment of Hawaii and learn these play practices at the same time.
Beautiful. And before, when we were talking, you were pointing out some of the distinctions between area yoga, which is more of a performance modality, and what you're calling aerial yoga play. Can you share a little bit about that just to set it right in people's minds what those two different things are?
Yeah, and you know, whatever gets people to hang upside down, I think, is like a big thumbs up. So I'm so grateful for the popularity of aerial yoga that's come about in the last few years. So what happened was in around 2008, 2009 is when I birthed Quantum Playground as a program. So I'm not so oriented towards the equipment, although there is equipment for sale, for purchase. I'm really focused on creating programs. So the Quantum Playground is a program. It's really infinite ways to play using different play structures, different sacred geometry inspired equipment, which the yoga swing is all based in sacred geometry, the golden ratios and whatnot. So from there, the yoga swing was part of the Quantum Playground, which I called aerial yoga play. So it's really a fusion of being in the air, aerial, doing yoga poses, but in multidimensional space, and play. How can we play more in the body? Which aerial yoga play allows you to explore and experience the body in these new ways, these infinite ways to play. And right around that time, 2008, 2009, working with different companies and making the yoga swings, aerial yoga, which is the aerial arts, is more like Cirque du Soleil style, you know, more performance-based, came up with folding the silks fabric in half and then creating aerial yoga. So that's been around for probably 15, 20 years. It's nothing new. But the yoga swings I make are completely different, and the practices I do with them are very therapeutically oriented. And so it is really different it's really important to distinguish the difference, although both are wonderful practices in and of themselves. This is not an aerial yoga program. Aerial yoga play is the trademark and the name for the therapeutics program that's going to turn into the new branding, which is AYRX. A-Y-R-X.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find out all this information. Like, there's a Q&A on my website, like, what's the difference between aerial yoga and aerial yoga play? All those questions and answers are on my website, which you can find at aerialyogaplay.com.
Very good. So somebody who does aerial yoga might very well love to come and play with you in aerial yoga play and vice versa.
Oh, yeah, of course, there's a lot of crossover with the different practices that are out there, and I really invite people who've never done aerial before, any sort of aerial. You don't need any experience to really get a huge amount of benefits from the practice. A lot of people think that they won't be strong enough, but it's not aerial art at all. We do some fun flips and play, but we're literally like 3 feet off the ground. So at any point, you either can touch the ground with your feet, with your hands, or your head. So there's no big vertical drops. It's really in more of the suspension training arena. So suspension yoga is a term that Om Gym came up with, which I really thought was really brilliant, how they were distinguishing themselves. Om Gym also makes a version of the yoga swing. So there's lots of different yoga swings out there. There's lots of different programs out there. I really just encourage people to come and give it a try and experience it and see if it's right for them. But to know that it is incredibly inviting. So the first, you know, when we awaken the courageous inner child, which is the most important thing we can do as adults, is to remember how to play. It's so important. The first thing that we want to overcome is any sort of fear or limitation, like, oh, I can't do that. I'm not strong enough. I'm not flexible enough. I'm not, you know, in Cirque du Soleil, although there's really common responses. But really, it's for everyone. And I just encourage people to be willing to get in touch with their playful inner spirit. Who didn't want to be in Cirque du Soleil as a child, though? You know, like, I created the constant playground.
I still want to run away and join the circus,
right?
For sure.
Yeah, and who didn't enjoy the playground as a child, right? We all have these fond memories of being on the monkey bars and things like that. And so it's really, for me, in association with the things that I love the most, that I enjoy the most, I created as a practice to share with other people. So it's just an invitation to come and experience the body in a new way, to come out and play. And then the side effects is that you feel better, you look better, you're happier. So you're smarter,
absolutely,
you're younger, you're prettier. Like, you can't go wrong with all those benefits.
That is fantastic. And so anybody interested, if you're listening in December 2015, you're going to be able to find a group, a Facebook event page called Aerial Yoga Play December Workshops and Trainings. And that's going to be a place where you can find a lot of the details about all the upcoming events here in December in Marin that Jim has.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And other than that, you can go to her website, aerialyogaplay.com. and find out all these wonderful details. And so, Jen, thank you so much for being the first on the Reinitiation of Visionary Culture Radio. It's really fun to be in communion with you here, holding space for the awakening of our humanity into so much fun, really, because that vibration of fun and alignment and joy is exactly where we need to be to evolve and move forward, as Jen has so aptly said. And please visit me on the web at Shireya.com, my new name you may be unfamiliar with, Shireya.com. And I've got lots of inspirational posts on there as well. You can hit me up for some life coaching and energy healing. Thanks again, Jen. Any final remarks?
Oh, I just appreciate you so much. Thank you for having me on board with your talk here, and aerialyogaplay.com, and your support and just what you do in the world. I just have so much love and appreciation for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Aloha, everybody. Have a beautiful evening.
Ciao,
signing
ciao.
Out.